The second Ha'ara is also a classic Maramakim. It's a Dover Nifla, which very much ties into today's daf. But here's the background. The background is, the Netziv had a son who was very, very famous. The son's name was Reb Chaim Berlin. Reb Chaim Berlin is a chetzadik v'kodesh levracha. He wrote a hakdama to Netziv Sefer al Hashas, which is called Meroy Meisada, right? Three volumes, Meroy Meisada. So the Reb Chaim Berlin wrote a hakdama. And the hakdama to the Sefer Meroy Meisada, he has a letter printed that he sent to somebody who apparently was very, very bothered and was very disturbed over the fact that this is in the year Tafresh Nun Zayin. So this is in the year 1897. And it seems that by then nobody had written a biography yet on the Netziv. And the person's writing to Reb Chaim Berlin. He says, you know, I heard a big tumult and people are upset and disappointed. And he said, I'm just bringing it to your attention. There's oilum that wants to get together. You know, can you give us askama? Is this something that you're willing to give us divrei bracha, that you support the cause? We want to put together, we want to have a nice picture of the Netziv, and we're going to put out a biography. It's going to be a biography on the Netziv. This is what they wanted. So the Reb Chaim Berlin wrote a letter. It's one page. And he writes back, just read a few excerpts. So he writes to him like this. He says, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're coming and you know, you're very passionate about this, and it's very, very chashev. He says, as it relates to me, I want you to know I'm very removed from this kinna. Why? He said, the reason is because I know what my father felt about these types of biographies. And he said they were becoming very, very popular in the times of the Netziv, and it was something that he himself didn't approve of. And he says, I'm going to demonstrate it with a dramatic example. So listen to what he says. He says, I'm telling you, that the Goyin Rab Kiva Eger, every word here is mamish priceless. He said, Rab Kiva Eger was marring the Kodosh in the eyes of my father. He said, every time my father did a tziv, would mention his name, Hayamirta Kula Gufe, his entire body would shake, he would shudder, Migoidal Kedushas Teirasa Vitzikasa, because of the incredible Kedusha of his Torah and his Tzidkas. The Sefer Chuvois of Leipasak Meal Shulchanoi. The Chuvis Rab Kiva Eger never left his table. Umargla Hayabapume, and the Tziv used to say, Shakala Ma'ayim the Sefer Chuvis Rab Kiva Eger is Al Ba'ayim Chayderis. He said, if somebody knows how to learn a Chuvis Rab Kiva Eger, Loy Rak Dulais Vinaflois Imatsushama, Me'imiki Univicharitzas Sichle Abar, not only is he going to see Gedula and the Flois, literally Moifsim in Torah, Kivegas Svarim are Moifsim. But not only are you going to see Moifsim in Torah, Kim Gam Yiras Hashem Tahira. You'll see tremendous Yiras Hashem. Va'anova Yisera, an excessive humility, Yimotze Bechol Shura Veshura, in every single line. Ve'ein Lucha Sefer Musul Gadol Mimeno. The Netziv used to say there isn't a better, more powerful Musa Sefer than Chuvas Rab Kiva Eger. Koi Hayu Dvar of Tomit. This is something that he used to always say. V'teva mamish achas miloshin Rab Kiva Eger zah. And he said one word from Rab Kiva Eger, hayo machriya be'en of kama v'kama dafim mipopulei svarim acherim. He said when it came to halacha, the Netziv would be machriya from a diuk. One word in a Rab Kiva Eger was more valuable to him. It carried more weight than kama v'kama pilpulim from all these different svar. V'das Rab Kiva Eger's al bahira lahalacha. And when it came to Rab Kiva Eger's opinion in halacha, im lahakal lahachmer, it didn't matter if Rab Kiva Eger was the mekel or if Rab Kiva Eger was the machmer. Hayu machria etzloi deyos kama poiskim. So he would count up the ledger sometimes. You have all the poiskim that held one way. Ab Rab Kiva Eger halt nishtazoi. And Rab Kiva Eger's opinion was machria. Sorry, Shaldafer, says Reb Chaim Berlin. He said, Bekitzer, in short, Kilo Malach Hashem Tzvakis Hayanachshe Beinav. Reb Kiva Eger was a Malach Hashem Tzvakis in the eyes of Reb Kiva Eger. In the eyes of the Netziv, V'achri calls it. He said, stating that, Ba'ozni Shamati Mipiv HaKadosh. I heard with my own ears from his holy mouth. Be'ishe Egiya Le'enav Toldus Reb Kiva Eger Zal. Someone had printed a Toldus of Reb Kiva Eger. She Yotza La'ar Barishoyna, Be'sefer Agoyis Reb Kiva Eger Al Yerideya, She Nitfas Be'Berlin B'Shnas Tofresh Chavbez. So somebody had printed a Toldus, put together like a biography on Reb Kiva Eger, and it was printed as the introduction to Reb Kiva Eger's Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. Was printed in Berlin in the year Tafresh Chav Beis, 1862. So he said, somebody brought it to the Netziv. He didn't want to look at it. not even for a fleeting moment. The Amar, and he said, Shekol ze bechlal ha'amar b'Yerushalmi. And he said, the reason I'm not looking is because this is included in what the Yerushalmi means when it says, Ein oisim nefashos l'tzadikim, shedevreim heim zechroinim. He says, you don't have to make matzevas for tzadikim. Their Torah is their matzeva. A matzeva you need for someone to know that this person once lived. You need a reminder of Kivega lived. Going to base medrash. Kivega's chayvikayim. Kivega's alive, and everyone's sitting and mutching for weeks and trying to understand one Reb Kivega's kasha, not the answer of Chalila, to understand the kasha pashit, right? So this is the way the oil. He says, "Ain nice in the fashion of tzaddikim," and said in itziv, "Uma mini yalech ladas." He says, "What do I care? Yom hayladatay, the day he was born. Or yom ptirasay, the day he was nifter. I tell you parts of tmunasay, or even how Reb Kivega looked. Im kai haya, I kai for ikur losim ayin." The only thing I care about is his Torah. He continues. It's a little sharp. I'm going to skip that. So he said like this. So I know that my father had a hakpada. He didn't want to look at the Toldos of Reb Kivega. So he says, "No, kol zeh shamati mipiv hakadosh. Me'ato hineni yomer." So I'm going to tell you, k'moish amar Rav Chisda, where Rav Chisda said, "My kandav chafei amar alef." When Rav Huna was nifter, and they wanted to take a sefer Torah, and they wanted to put it next to Rav Huna. So what did Rav Chisda say? He said, "Milsa de bechayu lo yisfir lehashto lekim la'avilei." Something that he was so makpid against during his lifetime. We're going to go, and we're going to do the same thing. He says, "How could I endorse a biography on the Netziv, when I am telling you right now that Netziv had such hakpada towards it? It's not something I can do. I'll gain any bowl called kachlekin azur. That's why I'm not as excited as you are in this topic, because I feel va'afani oimer amar avi agoyin zal k'moisha amar hu al agoyin Reb Kivega. So I'm going to tell you about my tata, what my tata said about Reb Kivega. She rube toiros if it's at kase besvar of aktoishim hemik sheila the hemik dover the goydel shkidase hanedas becholo oilam kule b'haflog. You say, Rashi, like Nishma Kamaya. He said, "You want to know who the Netziv was? I'll tell you who my father was. He was a guy in Otsum, you call a Taira Kula, regal achas, right? A teva achas in the Netziv's Torah sometimes also machriya svar, right? The Kiyodua, he wrote so bekitzer the Netziv. He wrote so much and so bekitzer. He said, his shkeda, he said, was the biggest massman in the world. He said, he was a marbet Torah for 50 years. He was maimet talmidim lemeyos la'alof and b'chol kitzvei ha'aretz. Kol heila hein hein tol doisav v'zeichetzadik levrach. He says, that's the biography. You want the biography? Hemik sheila, hemik dover, biggest massman ever. He knew kol et Torah kula. He was Rosh Hashiva for 50 years. He had hundreds, if not thousands, of Talmidim. That's it. V'zeichet tzadik levracha. Hein, hein, tol doiz of Yisrael. Pilei ploim. But either way, what did he base it on? He based it on this. Then he writes at the end, he says, V'asapra el choyk. He says, I just have to tell you that 2 days before my father was nifter, k'yoymayim b'fnei aloysi l'amarim, when he realized that his end was near, so he came over to me and he told me like this. He said that, I want you to be maspid me. You find that Rav Ashi wanted a hesped. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But he said, I want you to be maspid me. But at the same time, don't be mesim leilas kiyomim as far as hespedim go. Meaning you should be maspid me, but you should do a bit of tzimtzum. They should be maspid a little bit. But he says, you know what I want you to do? This is what I want you to do. He said, Teda, what I want is that you should be mechabed me, and the way you're going to be mechabed me is that instead of spending all these hours on hespedim, tifchor lilmoit eze dafin gemara. So you should sit down and you should learn dafin gemara. Yeheli mizeh koiras ruach ba'olam ha'elyon. He said, that's going to give me tainig in the olam ha'elyon. Harbe yoiser memashe teval ezman ha'shoyis ahim al mitzvah ha'hesped. He says, yeah, there's an inyan of hesped. I'm not telling you not to be maspid me. But he said, at the same time, don't spend hours on hespedim. He says, you want to spend hours, you should spend hours learning. You should spend hours on Torah. That's something you should spend hours on. You should learn dafin gemara. And he said, by learning dafin gemara, that will be the nachas ruach. And we'll stop here.